Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This is the first program of the new year, but we're going to kind of take a look back at last year and some of the things that we have done or accomplished. I've got with me Cindy, my wife and partner at Zimcom New Media. But let me first thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua industries, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. So taking a look back at some of the things that we've done, kind of a summary, I guess you'd say, I'm going to ask Cindy here first to kind of roll through some statistics that we have reported. You can find them on zimcom.biz, our company website, but thought you might be interested to hear some of it here in the program.
Yeah, that's what I like to do is compile statistics. I added up about 172 days on the road last year, and we went all over the country from Seattle to Orlando, Dallas, Mexico. When we went to Mexico, Chuck went to Mexico and the Netherlands, and just all over the country, really. And I tried to add up the number of posts that we do, and just AgWired and Domestic Fuel that had the most, and there's about 3,000, over 3,000 between those two websites, about 1,500 on each. And the number of audio files, we had over 1,000. We had almost 16,000 photos on Flickr, about 60 different events we went to, and posted over 100 videos on YouTube. And well, that's a lot of statistics right there.
Well, when you talk about the audio files that we posted, some people, since they are posted on the web, you can click to listen to them and or download them, think of those as podcasts. So call it podcast if you want. I tend to think of a podcast like with this program. It's regularly scheduled, maybe not an exact time on an exact day, but listeners come to expect that there will be future episodes of this. But podcasting means a lot of things to a lot of people. So I just dare say that over 1,000 different interviews or audio clips where we maybe recorded a speaker or something is a pretty big number. And we didn't even go through and compile the number of downloads of those, because it is a huge number. We've looked at it for certain clients, and we've had some of these audio files get downloaded or listened to hundreds and hundreds of times, and not only just within, say, a couple of weeks of when we did it, but can continue to be for even up to years afterwards. So like you heard Cindy say, we've done quite a bit of posting onto our news blogs, as well as, I mean, that doesn't even count some of our clients where we help them manage content either. So let's take a look at what the traffic's like on some of these websites, like AgWired.
Well, traffic on all of our websites was up. AgWired was up 17% to 185,000 unique visitors for the year. Domestic Fuel was also up 17%. We had 315,000 unique visitors for the year. Precision Pays was up 66%, and World Dairy Diary was up 35%. So we had some good increase in our traffic on all of our websites.
And as we've had to report these statistics to sponsors, potential sponsors, we get requests from people that just are curious to know how many people might have heard the interview we did with them. Keep in mind that when you look at unique visitors or page views for your website, we're also distributing this through Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, friend feed. The list keeps going, and the views or the downloads can come from other places. And so just reporting website traffic is, and I'm not going to say it's a meaningless number, but it is not a number that tells the whole story. And then, of course, it's really not our job to show a sponsor necessarily the actual return on the investment, because they pay a fee to sponsor something. We give them a lot of online visibility, but how do you translate that into sales at the end of the day, which is what it's all about? That is a challenge, I will grant you. We do all we can to assist in that effort, but based on the feedback we get from our sponsors, they're very happy with it. And where they do make that effort have told us over and over that, yeah, this is one of the most valuable mechanisms of communication they've used in a year. Some other interesting things that we pulled out of statistics, I'll let Cindy point to some of those, like, you know, those YouTube videos that we mentioned. You know, you can easily see how many times they're downloaded, for example.
Well, and of course, really, it's been historically on in the last 7 years, pretty much John Deere is a draw when it comes to YouTube videos. A lot of people do searches for John Deere. So our top YouTube video of the year was the Chip Foose designed John Deere tractor that was unveiled at Commodity Classic. That was viewed over 13,000 times the last time we checked. It's probably a lot more than that now because it keeps increasing. And the John Deere XUV media event, there was a couple of videos there that were viewed over 6,000 times. And another big one was the New Holland tractor unveiling and the National Farm Machinery Show. So there's kind of a trend there. It looks like machinery, tractors, that kind of thing. And those are things that are in our search words so that people find them. Ag Connect Expo's preview, which was a year ago at this time. General Motors, an executive from General Motors at the National Ethanol Conference last year. And President Obama at the Poet Plant in Missouri was also highly viewed. And also another Ag Connect one, and Kip Cullors, our friend down in Southeast Missouri, or Southwest Missouri, and also one that Chuck just did at the National Agricultural Aviation Association meeting in the flyby of the of that plane over the river there and wherever you were.
Well, we want to make sure that we say here in this program that we can't thank enough the sponsors, the clients that we have who help make it possible for us to do what we do. We are just Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, but we also have to point to some great writers that work for us, doing work. Those are John, Melissa, Michelle, Lisa, Kurt, Robert, and Jodine. Our sales representative, now sales manager, Dave Larson. And we have a couple of daughters who help out occasionally, Chelsea and Carly. So we thank them.
Joanna. You missed Joanna, too.
I missed Joanna because I was looking past Joanna there. My fault, Joanna. Sorry. But again, just want to thank our sponsors. And as we go into this new year, we'll just say it here, but we're going to have a more official announcement. But we have a couple of new sponsors already for the year that include Raven Industries, who will be our first sponsor of the iPhone app that we created, which primarily distributes AgWired content, but also the RSV news feeds for our other sites like Domestic Fuel, Precision Pays, and World Dairy Diary. So thank you, Raven, and we really look forward to working with you. And then also GrowMark, who we will be working with as a sponsor for AgWired and Precision Pays this year.
And that app, that's one of the biggest things we did in 2010.
Yeah, we really can't do a program like this without talking about setting up, building, and deploying the first iPhone app to distribute farm news. Essentially, that is what we did about the middle of the year, 1st of July, right around the 1st of July. I know that we've had over 1,000 people put it on their phones. Now, this is iPhone only, but we made that decision on purpose and for a reason. Sure, BlackBerry, Android, we'd like to be in those app stores too. But this is no small investment, especially for a company of our size. And it really was kind of breaking some new ground there. The feedback has been tremendous, because you can also use that on an iPad or on an iPod Touch, as well as on an iPhone. So it is really multiple devices, just one system right now. Maybe that will change here this year as we see what Apple and Verizon and some others do to hopefully get an iPhone into a carrier other than just AT&T. But really, that is one of the, we feel, big accomplishments we made in again, breaking some new ground, trying to stretch the limits and show how or if these are good ways to reach farmers or to reach those who are in the agribusiness industry. Any other thoughts that you've got to want to add here, Cindy, before we close?
Well, we're back on the road for the beginning of the year. We're back on the road starting Starting 2011, the same way we started 2010 with Ag Connect Expo and American Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting.
Yep, we are in Atlanta doing this Zimcast, and took a couple days to visit some family that lives right nearby, so we really enjoyed doing that. But this afternoon, it's time to get back on the road and head to the convention center. So we're looking forward to seeing all of our clients and friends and folks who will be participating in, as Cindy said, Ag Connect Expo and the American Farm Bureau Federation convention. And I will mention that on Saturday, after posting this today, the Ag Chat Foundation is holding a training conference for 3 hours to help farmers who want to participate learn how to become advocates for their industry. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.